from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B.
Yes.
You and I know this because we're going to have a hell of a September. We're going to be very, very busy traveling. But then things chill way the hell out until December. There is not another plane ride for the Washington Commanders from October 1st till December 14th. Two and a half months with no travel. You got an away game in Baltimore, a Thursday nighter in Philly, but like easy, easy travel.
Yes.
There have been years where people, Chris Russell, have been up in arms about the Commanders' schedule, the Commanders' travel demands, and you have often been dismissive of it. You're like, yo, they're flying private. This is life as a pro baller.
Yeah.
The flip side of that is this year, they traveled the least amount of miles of any team in the NFL.
True.
Does it matter?
I don't think it matters. And I think if I dismiss it when they are traveling a lot, I'm going to dismiss it when they're driving close. Because ultimately it comes down to how you're going to be prepared. Or are you going to be fresh and ready to go? You know, you can get on an airplane flying from here to San Fran and sleep. Or you can get on an airplane and have some fun like we would do sometimes. You'll win the game. You might lose it. But it had nothing to do with the travel at all. So right now, they don't travel as much as most teams. Well,
I think it's
that takes it away from when you
kind of significantly less,
it's significantly less. But see, now we take that excuse out for those that are looking for excuses. But the mere fact now is, hey, you're basically playing a better or a level playing field. Handle your business.
Well, I think it's also, all right, so this graphic has been making the rounds, I suppose, here. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it via Fox Sports NFL on Twitter. So they travel 10,550 miles. Next closest is the Bengals at 10.6, then Indy at 11.5. A lot of this is also just a byproduct of, like, being on the East Coast in the Mid-Atlantic. Like, a lot of stuff's just right here. And this happens to be a year where they play the AFC North. What's the how far away is Cincinnati? It's like a 90-minute flight, right? Like, it's not.
You go up, you're coming down.
So, I think this is just one of those kind of fluky travel things. But the teams that travel the most are probably going to be the Niners and the Rams and the Seahawks.
They probably travel the most every time because that's where they live.
Yo, exactly. And what I was going to say is the Seahawks had a 10, maybe 15-year run of being really freaking good, of being a playoff contender. They won a Super Bowl. They lost a Super Bowl. Like, the Seahawks emerged for a period as one of the NFL's elite franchises, right? Is that a fair statement over a decade's time?
Yeah.
They did all right with the travel.
They normally do.
You know what I mean?
The 49ers.
The Niners are pretty damn
good. The Niners were in the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
That's with that travel, right?
Right.
Okay.
Kansas City's division games. Division. Denver, Vegas, and L.A. I don't know how long those are, but those are all legitimate flights from Kansas City.
Totally.
So, like, I don't know. I think we make too much of it. It's kind of interesting. And on a personal level, I'm into it. I'm not racking up the frequent flyer miles, but I'll take it just for weekends at home and chilling. I think it might help that, honestly, from a straight scheduling perspective, I think one of the best things for this team and this organization is not a ton of primetime. And that's not because their recent track record on primetime games is pretty damn bad. But I just think the best thing that can happen for Washington with year one of Jaden and a year one of a rebuild, fly a little below the radar. Because I don't know that the win total is going to pop here. But I think you could see a team that really starts to improve Thanksgiving, Christmas, down the stretch. And I think that's what's most important for this team this year.
Yeah. But listen, man, as I said for many a times, we discuss everything but the actual play because we have not been good. Once we're good, then people will understand that it's no different here than it was anywhere else. We just didn't have anything to talk about, so we made excuses about everything else. Travel means nothing. I've seen people have to not get on the plane and come down here and play and lose games and come down here and win games sometimes. Doesn't make a difference. How many games we won at home last year? I want people to know. Ask that question.
Yeesh.
We won one game on the road, or one or two, whatever it was.
I know, let's count it. They won the opener, right?
Yeah.
Right? They were 2-0, so they had to win the opener.
Yeah.
And then they won in Denver. They won in New England.
And one more on the road. They didn't win one game at home. They didn't travel to go at home, people. So it don't make a difference, right?
Landfill, this Commanders team will travel the least of any team in the NFL this year. Doesn't matter.
I don't really think it does, no.
Last year, they won the opener at home against the Cardinals. Listen, we're almost exactly a year removed from this. That game was September 10th, 2023. Play a little trivia game here.
If it was baseball, I think it would matter a little bit more because, you know, you're playing so frequently.
Yeah.
But I think in football, you can, you know, you can get there with enough time to kind of acclimate
yourself.
If
it matters, no team would win 1-0 games at home. If it truly mattered.
I think what matters is more like the physical logistics of travel, not the road crowd. But let's just pop quiz, everybody. Pop quiz, hot shot, Jeff. The Commanders won week one last year against the Arizona Cardinals. Who started at quarterback for the Cardinals? This is...
Dobbs.
Good job, Jeffrey.
Oh.
I did not expect you to pull that, man. I'm going to be honest. I didn't remember.
Tell him, Jeff, don't be trying me, son.
Didn't they trade for him like 10 days before he started?
Tell him, Jeff, don't try you, son.
Kyler was hurt, and they were supposed to go to Colt, and then they like released Colt, remember? And then they traded for Josh Dobbs. Honestly, I remember back at the time when Washington started 2-0 and there was just so much excitement. Wow. Mystery solved. Shout out to Wendy. Let's just say this. B-Mitch had a question.
Jeff, I know who to call.
Jeff consistently could not and did not answer it and kind of told B-Mitch he was wrong, and then Wendy saved the day. Is that accurate, B?
I'll say yeah.
That's not accurate at all because I do not handle the mail here.
Landfill, do you think my version of events is accurate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, y'all really haters.
So, just in short, thank you to Wendy. No thank you to Jeff. We got to make some bets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.